And how does he, you know, when a veteran beats him, basically, at a long play, like in Dallas, does he get real down on himself? Does he get defensive? Does it, what's his nature?
You know, like the play in Dallas, you know, I told him, I said, you know, that was just a great call for, you know, for what we had dialed up. It was a great play. You know, they just happened to catch us in the right defense. So, you know, I tell him, you know, don't get down on yourself. You know, as a cornerback and as a professional in this league, period, you have to have amnesia. You know, I mean, you have to, you know, I call it a fight, you know, forget it and drive on.
What do you think of where you guys sit right now, considering the ups and downs of the season, to be in control of your own destiny with three games to go?
No, it's exactly that. You know, we definitely are in control of our own destiny. You know, we just have to go out there and make sure we play the best of the best ball, you know, week in and week out, you know, for the 3 weeks left that we have remaining.
When you look at Grossman on film, obviously he's thrown the ball to the other team a few times this year. Do you see opportunities there when you're as a defensive back? What do you see?
You know, I mean, you can always see opportunities, but at the end of the day, you know, you have to get the ball thrown in your air. You know, the quarterback has to be able to present you with those opportunities at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some things you can mix up and, you know, try to give them a different look and things of that nature. And hopefully, you know, it confuses them a little bit. But at the end of the day, there's nothing that these quarterbacks haven't seen. You know, there's nothing that they haven't seen. You just got to, you know, hope that you catch them off at the right time and, you know, and make the best of the opportunities once it presents itself.
I know he played real well against you guys earlier.
Right.
But, you know, you look at the stats and you see that he has a propensity to throw picks. I mean, is there a reason for that, do you think? I mean, is there anything that you see on film that is maybe a trend or, you know, that kind of thing?
No, I mean, honestly, I think Rex is the best quarterback, you know, for their team, and he gives them the best opportunity to win. And, you know, that's pretty much about it. You know, I respect him as an NFL quarterback. But, you know, once the bell rings, you know, I don't respect anyone. I don't respect any quarterback. I don't respect any opponent while I'm in the midst of the battle.
And, Charles, at one point, I think it was the Buffalo game, that Perry had, I think, given you guys on defense wristbands. I don't know if everybody got them, but to try to make the communication better and so everybody would be on the same page quicker. Did you guys stop?
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with wristbands. You know, just, you know, you, like I said, you know, everyone has to be accountable for their own job at the end of the day. I mean, and you have guys to help out here and there, which is, you know, same as on every team. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to know your responsibility, you have to know your assignment. And, you know, that's what we failed to do as an entire defense. And, you know, we worked on it extremely hard this week, and, you know, hopefully we won't have those mistakes again come Sunday.
What does Roy Hello bring to their offense? It seems he's got a real bit of ability to catch it out the backfield.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's definitely a double threat. You know, they like giving him the ball out of the backfield. And, you know, he's a great, you know, run through the hole kind of guy. You know, he's a straight ahead runner. He likes to stay on track. And, I mean, he's rushed over 100 yards, you know, last three games. So, I mean, he's definitely a key asset to the offense.
A one-cut kind of guy?
Yeah, I consider him a one-cut guy. I don't really consider him, you know, a very, very shifty guy. But, I mean, you know, his ways, you know, definitely work for him.
Is it nice this part of the season knowing that you're done traveling for the rest of the regular season?
Yeah, you know, it's cool. You know, it's cool. You know, I understand that, you know, you're done traveling, but – I mean, honestly, at this point in time, with our mindset, it doesn't matter whether we're here, whether we're on the road. You know, we only have one goal, which is to win.
Is it important in a game like this for Prince, like, you know, people mentioned, kind of struggle a little bit, Dallas game, to get right back out there?
I mean, you know, you can't pay attention to what people say. You know, you have to have your own self-evaluation. You have to be evaluated by your coaches and by your teammates. He knows what he has to get better at. And, you know, he hasn't played much in this league at all. And you know, he has to understand everyone's going to have their struggles. You know, Deion Sanders, best cornerback, he's had his struggles. So, you know, you can't let that wear you down. You can't get down on yourself. You got to only fight to get better.